for those of you who followed session, I appreciate that. There were a number of things that happened toward the end. One that I want to touch on, though, because I feel like in law school and my first 10 or 15 years in practice, I thought I was doing a decent job as a lawyer if I followed the court side and occasionally looked at the statutes, but I didn't really follow the legislature. And I'm not suggesting that all of you swing over and start following the legislature on any kind of daily basis, but I will tell you that there are things that have helped my real law practice in the 6 years or so that I've spent following the legislature much more closely. For instance, frequently someone will now go to what they call the back mic in the House and ask leading friendly questions of the author of a bill or offer an amendment and then discuss that amendment freely and then move that those comments be put into the journal for the express purpose of trying to clarify or establish legislative intent. I know our Supreme Court is not big on extrinsic evidence like that for establishing it, but I think you might find a trial judge or two who might be susceptible to hearing what the legislature thought its intent was, other than to get reelected. I do want to thank Jerry and my secretary and my paralegal, because they did, as always, most of the work on this paper. The legislature this session was, there's an institutional acrimony between the House and the Senate. This year, that acrimony was, I think most of us thought, higher on more red alert than usual. I'm not going to read much from the paper, but one point I make at the introduction of the paper is that the session of regular session –